Join the Wall Street Journal May 20th through the 23rd in New York City for the Future of Everything Festival. Hear from over 75 renowned speakers and visionaries. Touch, taste, and interact with the products that are redefining tomorrow. To learn more and buy tickets, visit our website at foefestival.wsj.com. 20% off with code PODCAST.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. This summer, the PC hype lands in the capital of Taiwan, where Computex 2019 showcased all the rage in laptops, gaming gear, components, and beyond. And possibly the most notable, at least as far as hype goes, is what is said to be the world's first 5G laptop. Details after these tech headlines. The Justice Department is preparing to launch a fresh antitrust probe into Google. And as the Wall Street Journal has reported throughout the weekend, the most common complaint against Google is that it uses its search engine for the benefit of its own content and at the expense of its competitors. The Journal says Google is prepared to argue with data showing they hold far from monopolistic pricing power. In the meantime, Google voluntarily agreed to change some of its behavior in the wake of the probe. As of Monday, the company opens trading valued at more than $776 billion. Amazon, Alibaba, and other online retailers are competing more fiercely to gain a foothold in the Arab world during this year's Ramadan, Islam's holy month of fasting and gift-giving. Online sales in the Middle East and Africa have doubled so far during the holiday this year. That's when compared with the similar time frame 2 months prior. The Ramadan sales indicate how big online retailers are trying to move on to the Middle East, where many people are under age 30 and tech-savvy, but still do most of their shopping in brick-and-mortar retail. Online retail sales in the Middle East surpassed $80 billion for the first time in 2018, as the Mideast market is growing faster than any other, with plenty of scope to keep expanding. And late last week, Tesla promised to start delivering Model 3 sedans built in its new Shanghai plant within 6 to 10 months. It also priced them well below the imported version. This is as the electric vehicle maker races to capitalize on booming Chinese demand. Tesla says prices for the locally built Model 3 will start from about $47,500 for the standard range plus version. According to a post on Tesla's social media account, initial orders are being taken for the local Model 3 with the first Shanghai-built cars scheduled for delivery late this year or early next year. And according to industry analysts, getting China right is pivotal for Tesla, whose share price has halved in the past 6 months amid doubts about its ability to ramp up deliveries in the U.S. Coming up, a look at what claims to be the world's first 5G laptop. What new inroads for things like connectivity and battery life do to revolutionize how we interact?
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why they've created Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card. Eno catches over-tipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, and then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. It's another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
Among the new tech at Computex Taipei 2019 is quite possibly the very first ever 5G laptop. And at the annual summer event, Alex Katauzian, a senior vice president at Qualcomm, explains the advantages of this new tech first.
Imagine your computer being very, very light, no fans, very, very good form factors, gigabit LTE, multi-gigabit LTE connectivity to start with, then 5G connectivity to follow, and then you have great performance and you have very long battery life. So now you can cut your cords and be free. Anywhere you are, you can do your work. Anywhere you are, you can do your work, and your battery life will last multiple days.
A 5G PC device was unveiled by Qualcomm and Lenovo. And here is how a 5G laptop will aim to take us to that much-hyped next level.
You have situations where you could do video conferencing, face recognition if you don't remember someone's name, being able to do real-time translation, be able to edit and send files, upload big files, download big files, and in very, very fast time frame. So that all is going to start changing the user experience.
And then there are levels we haven't even thought about yet. Don McGuire, VP of Qualcomm's Global Product Marketing, explains.
Some things are going to be brand new. For example, when 4G launched to the world, ride sharing didn't exist. But because of 4G, because of the fast data speeds, and because of the location-based services, ride-sharing services like Uber and Didi and all those services blossomed under the 4G world. We're expecting to see the same type of innovation happen in 5G. We just don't know what it is yet.
Computex Taipei 2019, the annual tech show in Taiwan, covered all things laptops, gaming gear components, and beyond. For all things 5G and beyond, head to WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.